Does it matter what your pilot's being paid? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the surprises from the investigation of February's Buffalo plane crash is what Colgan Air paid its pilots, especially Rebecca Shaw, the first officer. Her base pay was $16,000. With overtime, she was making $23,900. It was low enough that she had to live at home in Seattle. Of course, a lot of young people live at home. But in her case, it made for a pretty long commute. She was based in Newark. She'd taken a red-eye to work the night before the accident. On CNN, Roger Cohen of the Regional Airline Association seemed offended that anybody would think that low salary had anything to do with this crash.
That someone would do less of a job to protect his or her own life, let alone their responsibility to the passengers.
Daniel Morgan, Colgan's vice president for flight safety, said she could have moved closer to the job.
People do find a way to share rooms, to share apartments. They have avenues available to them.
It's not an ideal way to work, he said, but neither is working overnight in the post office, unquote. Of course, if somebody is off his game at the post office, it might mean, what, you get somebody else's junk mail. There's no doubt that a flight crew has the strongest conceivable motivation to do the right thing. But look at the cockpit transcripts. They had exactly 31 seconds from the time they lowered the landing gear to the crash. 31 seconds. At that point, it's not motivation. It's experience. It's instinct. And if that costs an extra $5 a ticket, $10, even $20, now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.